Welcome back to the Shooting for the Stars podcast with Sheldon Mills. So in today's episode, I wanted to allude to my performance that I had in front of rap legend R.A. the Rugged Man at Disser Dabs in Edmonton. So Disser Dabs is an event that happens where we have performers perform, and then we also have a bucket where you can put your name in with a piece of paper, you write your name down, and your name's drawn, you have 1 minute to freestyle to the beat. Man, that was such an iconic moment for me, finally getting back up there on stage, freestyling in front of R.A. the Rugged Man, seeing him on the panel with J-Reds and other people on the panel. It was unreal. I just remember it being so surreal, being up there on stage, freestyling in front of rap legend R.A. So that feeling that I was getting when I was going up there, I was like, man, this can't be real, but it really was. And then later I did end up taking a photo with him after his show, after his performance. His performance was absolutely bonkers, man. He went crazy, man. Like, he did a song with Biggie back in the day, like a year before he passed, and I had no idea about that. And like Agent Orange, whatever it is, he performed that track. And man, talking about the time in Vietnam and stuff like that was pretty cool as well. And then so when I finished my freestyle, man, I remember being up there, and then I finished my freestyle 1 minute, and yeah, that feeling though, like I was like fanboying at that moment. I was like, when R.A. the Rugged Man himself was complimenting me on my energy and saying I had really good stage presence and said I was really dope, that was such a monumental moment for me. Like, it just felt so, like being in that moment, it felt so like surreal, and I couldn't believe it. All those times where I practiced freestyling on the spot, practice like writing, it all paid off. And then the next night after that, I went to another freestyle night at the Crown Lounge here in Edmonton, Alberta. And then I won a freestyle competition to get a feature with Chris Colico, who has done a track with, he's worked closely with Tech N9ne, Eminem, all the heavy hitters in the music industry, also Kendrick Lamar, people like that, like absolute, and Snoop Dogg, of course. But man, those were, yeah, everybody just like was like so shocked when I freestyled off the top the way that I do off the dome. And I just like being different when I'm up on there, like my presence. I like to be present when I'm on stage. And that's the truth. I just felt so present being up there and having that opportunity. Like, and I feel like those times in your life where you just try to seize those opportunities that do truly come to you, and they will at some point. There comes a point in our lives where we are like present in a moment, like you practice something over and over again. It becomes repetition. And then once you actually get on stage to perform something, you see it in athletes, see it in artists, performances, stuff like that, professionals. The more that you perfect something and the more that you hone in on it, the more that you're gonna be more natural at doing what you do. That's like, you know how they say, like the 10,000 hours, like you perfect that and then you start to become more in tune with it. You become more in tune with who you are, and that's when you unleash that confidence that you have. And that's why R.A. the Rugged Man himself said that I was the most confident performer up there, because I really felt it. I really felt that moment. And feeling that moment when you finally get up there on stage is absolutely astounding. There's no moment that can take away from that sudden rush, adrenaline rush that you feel when you get up on stage there. You grab the mic and you're like, this moment, this is it. And you know that you worked hard to get towards that moment. And like, performing in front of one of the greatest rappers who ever pick up the mic is absolutely such an honor. Like, R.A., shout out to R.A., man. And that night as well, there was some other dope performers like Core 36 and Edmonton. Also, some of my other favorite rappers were performing performing that night as well. Ari the Rugged Man was dope. Jay Reds was there performing as well. But yeah, Edmonton hip hop community has definitely grown. This was my third Diss or Dabs I went to. The second one I went to, I didn't get my name drawn. First time I went there, I remember getting my name drawn, and I was wearing a Wu-Tang shirt, and Jay Reds himself was like complimenting me on my Wu-Tang shirt. And when I got off stage or whatever, he said that you're like one of the guys that like shocked the crowd here, and no one expected that from you. Well, I usually attend like other open mics as well, at River City Revival House in Edmonton as well. Go to the Crown Lounge, it's on White Ave in Edmonton as well. I do some performances there, and I freestyle. That's where I won that freestyle competition back. So this was just after St. Patrick's Day. It was the day after St. Patrick's Day. And absolutely, so stay tuned for that upcoming feature from me with Chris Colico. He's going to be on the hook of the song that I going to be creating with him. So that's going to be really dope. Going to absolutely do a song with him. Upcoming performance coming up in August 2nd. I'm performing on the Broke Boys Tour at Renovus Pub. So stay tuned for that. I'm selling early bird tickets till April 20th. Early bird tickets are on sale. After that, they do go up a little bit. Holler at me for tickets. I'm going to be performing in more shows. More music is on the way very soon, guys. So stay tuned for all that. Thank you, everybody, for watching listening to today's podcast. I appreciate you. This podcast today is brought to you by Buzzsprout. So go to buzzsprout.com to get your podcasting journey started today. So yeah, keep shooting for the stars and realize your potential. And at Shooting for the Stars with Shelly Mills, this is what we do. We encourage people to live out their true lives and realize their potential. Peace out. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, share this podcast with your friend. I'll see you guys next time. Peace out.